name of our one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. In the last edition, this last edition of Grace Notes, our newsletter, I wrote about a conversation I had with a woman I'll call Mary. This was some time ago at the community breakfast. I thought of Mary again, though, this past week. I thought of Mary, I guess in contrast, as I read headlines about these rich corporate elites and their space tourism. You know, that's the headline, not the corruption and exploitation that makes that kind of barbaric wealth possible. Mary, you know, she was living on the streets, and she was talking to me about how she used to have a job. She used to have a roof over her head. She had been able to count on regular meals, being able to provide for herself, for her family, things which I admittedly just take for granted. And yet, so many do not have. The volunteers that work with the Community Breakfast know this very well, and those who work with Martha's Pantry. This is a story that's repeated over and over again. Then Mary, in this conversation, she said this, her words, you know, Jesus was homeless. Jesus was poor. He said himself that he didn't have anywhere to lay his head. He went around from place to place. He was just like we are. And even his followers, you know, his disciples, were fishermen, just like so many of us here in New Bedford. I thought of Mary in contrast to the blood-stained wealth I read about this past week. I thought of Mary also in contrast to what the church has said so many times about Jesus. It's no secret that down through the centuries, the church has made much of Jesus' divinity. In very certain ways, too much, in my opinion. But so much so that we, I think, tend to remove Jesus far from what it means to be truly human. We confess that Jesus was human, of course we do. Every single service will confess Jesus to be human, to be truly incarnate, maybe in like 45 minutes when this sermon is over. And even though we confess Jesus to be human, I think we often do think, or we can tend to act, as if he really wasn't. As if he was someone very different than ourselves. As if he was someone who walked apart from our common human concerns, walked apart from our common humanity. Like the people I was reading about in the Pandora Papers this past week as well. People who hoard their wealth and really try to set themselves completely apart from common welfare, the well-being of us all. And yet, what does Scripture say? Well, including our reading from Hebrews, both this week and last week, what we've heard from the writer of Hebrews speaks to us in much the same way as Mary did. You know, Jesus was just like we are. Hebrews tells us that we can turn to Jesus because he knows us, because he was, yes, human, because he lived as we do. His needs were our needs, as was his joy and his deep sadness, his faith and his fear. And even as I say that, I realize I do not think of Jesus very often as being truly human. Because deep sadness and fear are not emotions I associate with him very readily, and yet that's exactly what Hebrews tells us, and the Gospels for that matter. Our salvation, so our healing, our restoration, our wholeness, it comes not from someone that is so far above us, but one who is with us as a friend, as a companion, as a sibling, one who accepts us as we are, and I believe that Jesus does accept us as we are, and one who calls us to be our best selves, one who walks with us on the path of this becoming. This is a very different kind of Savior. Jesus does not pull us up from some place on high. Jesus does not swoop down from somewhere to rescue us like some kind of superhero. Jesus was no superhero. I don't think we should be looking for a superhero either. Nor are we called to be one. The lives of the disciples show us this, sometimes all too clearly. They followed Jesus with both trust and doubt. They followed Jesus with both joy and sorrow, moments of true self-giving, and as we see in today's gospel, moments of self-interest and pride. Even so, as we see with James and John, in these moments of self-centeredness and arrogance, Jesus embraces and walks with us. And Jesus points the way. He doesn't stop there. He recognizes where we come from, and then he invites us to accompany him to something better, to a truer way of living, a fuller way of being, which does indeed honor our common humanity. In response to James and John, in response to their seeking for power and prestige, in response to those I read about this week, he tells the disciples and us along with them, you know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants. But it is not so among you. Jesus is calling the disciples. Jesus is calling us to a very different kind of community. One that we don't read a lot about in the papers or see on the news. Not one that's highly valued all the time in our wider society. Jesus is calling the disciples to live more deeply within our common humanity. Jesus is calling us to express generosity, compassion, open-handedness through our very human relationships. Relationships not built on dominance. Relationships not built on the hoarding of wealth and self-seeking individualism. Relationships not built on coercion and political and social authority, but rather on the seeking after the common good, the well-being of us all. Relationships built on solidarity and service, on self-giving, on collaboration, on equity. It is through these relationships that God has shown forth. It is through these kind of relationships that God has expressed, truly felt and seen. This is how we show the world. This is how we show the wider community of which we are a part who God really is. Jesus' glory, Jesus' beauty, is not that he was free of his humanity. It's not that he was free of his very real human vulnerability, but that he lived out his humanity in all of its fullness. He lived out his humanity in all of its fragility and his abundance, pointing us to God while inviting us to live God's holiness in our own lives. We are called, with God's help, then, to more fully embrace our humanity, to embrace our common life together, while offering ourselves to those made in God's image, offering ourselves to the whole of God's sacred creation. And as we do, to know that Jesus walks with us. Jesus walks with us on this path. Amen.